This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Trends are everywhere.
No one's ever won a national title losing their first game of their conference tournament.
So is it just a trend, or is there some truth behind those numbers?
Not like, oh yeah, I'm certain one of those is going to win the title.
That's a trend, and I don't think it's true.
It's time to find out. It's Trend or Truth on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe D, Aaron Hawks, represented by BetMGM. It's one of our favorite segments of the week. Trend or truth here. We'll get to a couple great guests next hour. Kenny Ducey, Sam Panionovich, Lightning Bets 1 hour from now. But let's go through some of these for week four in the NFL. Is a trend? Is a truth? Let me throw this one at you. I just saw this, and it goes with the conversation we just had about the Patriots as 9.5-point dogs in Green Bay. So the Patriots are close to being the biggest dog they've been in 20 years under Bill Belichick in this game. And the only other times they have been this high of dogs. Here are the results. They were 11-point underdogs at Kansas City in 2020. They covered, lost the game 26-20. They were 9-point underdogs at Arizona in 2016. I believe that was one of the games Jimmy Garoppolo started when Brady was suspended, if my memory serves on that. They won the game outright. 23-21. They were 9-point underdogs at Houston in 2009. They lost by 7. So they have been underdogs this big under Belichick 3 other times. They've won or covered every single one of those times. What do we think?
So, trend or truth?
Yeah.
Trend. I think trend. I got you. They didn't have Hoyer. They had better teams back then. I'm not going to buy into that. I mean, maybe Bill Belichick loves being a big underdog and gets up for these types of situations, but I'm not going to look too much into that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to look it up, but I assume like Brady was out those games. That's why the number was 9 or 9.5, right?
2020, I think that was the game Cam Newton had COVID. Forget who played quarterback that day. It might have been Brian Hoyer or was someone. I forget who it was. Another whoever they had a quarterback. So
another guy we don't care about.
I think Aaron's right. The other two won, 09 and 16, they obviously had better teams than they do now. But 2020, they didn't, right? That was a 7-win team. That's kind of similar to maybe this team this year. And they covered that number. So, yeah, I'd be afraid of laying the Packers points this week.
Truth. This is truth. Greatest head coach of all time. He's using this point spread as motivation. He won't answer a question. They are going to be ready. The defense has looked good, and people are just looking for reasons to sell the Patriots. I'm not telling you they're going to be a playoff team, but you've got, the Bills, Super Bowl contenders, the MVP favorite, the Dolphins, most exciting team in the NFL right now. They're one of two teams with a perfect record. A two-and-on, the whole phenomenon, and then there's a Patriots just lying in the weeds. Oh, it's been a disappointing season. Well, no, they're going to be ready for this, and the Packers' offense is not the explosive offense that we are used to, okay? And to lay a double-digit number like this against a Patriots defense that has looked pretty good, I think this is truth. I'll take the Belichick side. I mean, I really wish we were getting double digits in the contest. I'm annoyed that it's 9.5. But you know what? I might try to talk Paul into New England plus 9.5.
I think that might be the right side.
I'm not opposed. I think it's going to be a real gross week the way things are looking. I just think it's going to be – we are picking some gross teams, which the Patriots might be the least gross of all of them.
There are a lot of matchups this week where I kind of like just shrug my shoulders and like, I don't know. This one, which is what all the
numbers
spread.
Are telling us. Right.
Yeah.
That's what all the numbers right. are telling us. Three and a half. Yeah.
That's the way I feel about the Carolina game against Arizona. Like, I have no idea who's going to win that game. No idea. You could sell me on mm-hmm. anything. Carolina by two touchdowns, Arizona by two touchdowns, field goal decides it. I don't know. Those teams stink. They both stink. All right, let me throw this one at you. I got a trend. And I've never mm-hmm. seen this one before. This is interesting. So the Bills, obviously coming off the loss in Miami last week. I think we like to talk about teams going to Miami, right? Especially early in the season, the heat, the humidity. It's a difficult place to play if you're not used to it. What about the after effect of Miami? So teams coming off a road game in Miami are 57-79-4, 41.9% wow. against the spread the next week in the last 20 years. What is that? Are you gassed from that humidity and heat?
I would be more interested if they did this September, October.
Right, when it's hot.
Right?
When it's hot, yeah. and it's not hot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's not something I've considered this week.
I haven't either. It's like the – maybe it is. You think of the Coors effect in baseball, Miami, but you don't think of like the next week when you leave. You think you're all right. You're out of there.
In this specific instance, though, we're spending a lot of airtime talking about, of course, the Thursday night game like we always do, and it's just an intriguing situation. But we're focused on the Dolphins side. Should we be spending more attention on the Bills side? I mean, on the field for 90 plays offensively in the heat, guys are getting IVs on the sideline. Like, is that not something just because it's Sunday to Sunday?
Well, and also, historically, Baltimore has been a pretty good home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, who has more pressure, mm-hmm. Josh Allen or Lamar in this situation, too?
Lamar.
Well, this week it's Josh Allen.
I good think question. Maybe Josh Allen. Yeah.
I just automatically said Lamar, but he is the underdog. I'm going to say Lamar when that's the question with which quarterback has more pressure, just because it's the contract year. I just default to that. Trend or truth?
But you know, the Super Bowl favorites. You know, they were dominating. Now what's going to happen? It's going to be a good game. I'm excited for this.
I've got to say this one's truth. I've got to. I'm buying into the impact tonight with the Dolphins in elements like this. I'm going to buy into this a little bit, even though I wish it was more focused on the first half of the season.
Yeah. I'm going to go trend because I would love to see who those teams were. Like, they've played the Jets and Bills at home every year. Those teams typically stink. Obviously, the Bills are really good now. But the Jets and Bills have been bad teams for a while. I say trend.
But it is
ATS,
right?
I'm going to say trend, too. I mean, even though it's hot, they are out there for a long time. These guys are freaks of nature. You know, they're professional football players. They've got lots of resources to recover. I wouldn't think that would linger this long.
Mm.
So earlier, I had mentioned the favorites in London. Always do well, it seems like, since 07 when they started playing these games. Well, let me add this element to it. So if you take the Jaguars out, you know, because the Jaguars have played more games than anybody, that's kind of like their second home. And I think it's probably interesting to take them out because they're not good, or they haven't been good for a while. So they might skew the numbers.
But they're great there.
I know they're great there. Okay, so that's all right. So let's take them out. If you take the Jaguars out, London favorites are 18-3-1 against the spread.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Straight up. And 15-7 against the spread, which is impressive. It's a favorite spot. London is a favorite spot.
Talking yourself into Kirk Cousins.
I know.
In London.
That's
what you're doing.
You talk me out of the Lions, and now I'm talking myself into Kirk.
He's a Mormon guy. We discussed this. He loves this.
The one game.
Jameis is not practicing, by the way.
Yeah. Morning game. Talk about trend or truth.
How much is this line going to move?
I'm on it.
If it's Dalton, I love the Vikings. Love them. That's the 18-3-1 straight up is a nothing to me. Some of those straight ups might be massive point spreads. Because what do we usually complain about? These London games are terrible matchups, right?
Yeah. Well, next week we get Packers Giants next week, I think.
Yeah, that's not great either. The 15-7 ATS, sample size of 22. That's something. I think that's something, the great equalizer with the point spread and all that. It's interesting. In the end, though, I mean, yeah. Are you more likely with these London matchups to get blowouts? I think maybe we're learning that you are, that a team is just either they're prepared the correct way or they're not. They just did everything wrong. Because you see it every year. These teams have very different opinions on how it should be handled, going early, going late, you know. Just do you take the week off before? Do you take the week off after? Just how you prepare for this stuff.
Well, that's a big part of it too, right? Buys and all that stuff around the game when you fly out.
Yeah, the Vikings are not. They're playing the week after, I believe. I think that's when the Bears get them. Either way, I will say trend. The sample's not large enough for me to figure this out where, oh, you just blindly go with favorites. I'll say this is trend.
I do too. I'm with you.
I think Kirk and Justin Jefferson, they're going to ball out in London. This is a great spot for them. Got my purple on.
I know you're ready. It's only 2.5. We're getting a good number on the Vikings. I mean, if we're a Viking,
let's tell it. LB.
Tell if Aaron likes Kirk Cousins or
Kirk?
She despises.
I love Kirk.
Do you like? Oh, you do
I
like
love Kirk. Yeah.
You like that?
Yes, I do. I think Kirk and Jimmy G are very similar. I mean, people just trash them, but there's much worse quarterbacks that we've seen. I mean, I feel like they just do enough. They're average, but they're not terrible, and they get a lot of criticism. We only remember the bad times with those two, I think.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. They're bad is what stands out. They're tough nights.
We're quick to forget when they're good.
So there are quarterbacks like Justin Fields.
No one talks about it. When he has three picks on Monday night, it's like the biggest headline ever.
He's so bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, last year, that's how it was with Tua. But this year, right. He's so good, you can't avoid the praise this year.
No, you cannot.
That's why I'm overreacting and I'm on the Dolphins.
At least we're admitting it. Overreacting on the Dolphins tonight. All right, we got some great guests coming up.
Tomorrow's going to be a mess. Tomorrow's going to be a mess, no matter what happens in this game, right?
I mean, QAnon will come for you tomorrow. There's no question. They're coming at this show tomorrow. Either way, Joe O, Joe G here in Hawksford, BetQL Daily. On the other side, Kenny Ducey, NBC Sports Edge. We'll talk some baseball. Judge, NL East race. Are the Phillies really going to blow this? We'll hit that next on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.